Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you, Andrew Banks, our illustrious producer, for bringing us into the show today. Welcome, everybody. This is ABQ Connect, and we are welcoming you to the show. And our team, Hope Christian, is in studio with us today. Terry Heise, Jim Murphy, and Arlene Atencio. Arlene is the high school principal, Terry Heise is the head of school, and Jim Murphy is the athletic director, and they've been working at Hope Christian School. You've been working there older than I am, Terry. Is that true?
Well, I don't know if I'm older than you, but about 29 years at Hope so far.
29 years, yes, sir. And that's great. And we were kind of joking around a little bit before. I mean, I broadcast your high school state championship game back in 1985, so you've really had a great experience. Jim Murphy was your basketball coach.
Yeah, he was my basketball coach, and we're the only team to have a black and white picture in the gym. they didn't even have color photography back then.
So. That is so funny. And Jim, you've been at Hope quite a long time?
37 years.
37 years. So that's quite a record. And of course, Jim has set all kinds of records for numbers of state championships and things, and we'll touch on that a little bit later in the show. And Arlene, you shared with me before we went on air that you are a Hope graduate.
Yes, class
and
of 1986.
Been involved in both public education and now private education at Hope.
Yeah.
And so the intention for me to get you on the air, and I should say this very loud and clear, is I had five children that were all what we call lifers. They went to Hope from kindergarten all the way through high school. They've all had a successful college, academic careers. My youngest daughter's in the middle of that now. My fourth child is going to be graduating from college in May, so pretty recent history with Hope, and I have to say I'm so pleased as a parent with the preparation. The experience was amazing, and I want everybody else out there to find out about Hope because there's a lot of choices for education in our state, and I'd like to start right off with, I'm going to go to you, Jim, first. Please give us some background. You've been there the longest. Tell us a little bit about Hope.
Well, Hope Christian School was started by three gentlemen that were involved in public school also down in Los Lunas, Wayne Ehlert, Dave Eggers, and a couple other, Standridge, I think it was. And they just felt the need in the public school. They saw a lot of despair, wanted to share the gospel, wanted to give Christ to these young people, to these families. And so these gentlemen got together with Faith Chapel, I believe, and you know, Terry may know more about it too, but they started a desire to start a Christian school here in Albuquerque. And those gentlemen from very early beginnings, I interviewed at the old school. I think Terry actually attended the old school before they moved to the current location here off of Paseo del Norte, Louisiana. And that's kind of the humble beginnings, these men that just felt called by God to start a Christian school here in Albuquerque.
Terry, elaborate on that a little more. You're the head of school, and you were a teacher at one time?
I was, yeah. I taught for about 12 years and was a high school principal for about 14. And I also was a student there for 4 years. So started in 1982 through 1985.
Coached basketball, so you have a myriad of experience. What's it like now to run the show?
Well, it's quite different than teaching and quite different than being a principal because you've got three campuses. And right now we have about 1,150 kids. And so it's challenging, but it's really rewarding in a different way, you know. And I did attend the old school over there. I think it was off of San Pedro and Manal or close to that intersection there. And then we moved to the new location over on Palomas. And that was a big thing when we got to move over to the other site. Then we had a huge gym and, you know, classrooms and so forth. I remember the old gym, when you stood out of bounds, you actually were standing in bounds because the lines for the out of bounds were so close. And Hope actually started with a high school first, which is actually kind of opposite of what most normal schools start with. And then they added a middle school, and then we added an elementary school.
So. Yeah. Arlene, let's go to you now. You're the high school principal third year.
This is my third year.
Your third year. And give us an idea, if you would. What is kind of the difference between an education at Hope Christian School and one at, say, a public school?
What we try to offer that's different is obviously the Christian aspect. We are feeding into our kids so that they become Christians who are changing the world. Mm-hmm. That's our main purpose. I think, having worked in both sectors, and public education is a fine institute, but I believe we as a Christian school, are able to offer the expertise that is offered in the public schools. Actually, even more so when we get kids, we find that a lot of times they're behind where we are academically. Mm. We have smaller classrooms, and so we're able to really give that one-on-one attention that unfortunately public schools can't do because their classrooms are so crowded. I think we just have a family atmosphere. That's really what we strive for and look for. As a former public school principal at a high school, the differences in our parent involvement are just night and day. Right. We have so much parent involvement here. They are always welcome in our doors, and we work very closely with them for the benefit of our kids.
And I, of course, went through the Albuquerque Public Schools. Very thankful for the many great teachers I had a tremendous experience. And as I said before, had it not been for the mother of my children directing us to go over to Hope, I probably wouldn't have considered it. One, because I didn't know much about it. Mm-hmm. I knew that they had great athletic programs, and that wasn't enough reason to send our kids over there. But when I got involved and I saw, you mentioned parent involvement. Well, you mentioned the small classrooms, but you also have two or three parents that are helping with about everything. And so the team approach, you know, when our children were in school, my oldest son, let's go to the third son. So when did they graduate? Your son Lane and my son Zach, Terry.
Why do you ask me
that?
Were
they 14? I can't remember.
I think it's 13 or 14, yeah.
So it had to be 4 or 5 years ago. But you know, they were in school together from the time they were in kindergarten. And the friendships they develop, and one of the things that I'm going to tell you right off the bat, one of the things that I appreciated more than anything was the way my kids got involved in dating. I was terrified of that, but they always went in groups everywhere they went. That was just kind of the culture that you guys set up. You had all kinds of neat events, and kids would go out with 4 or 5 other couples, and boy, that just alleviates a lot of things that you worry about. So what a blessing it was to have my kids at Hope. And we're going to be back. We have right now in studio Arlene Atencio-Lindsay. She's the high school principal. Terry Heisey is the head of school. And I should say schools there, shouldn't we, because you have three?
It works both ways, Jim. We're okay either way.
All right. And Jim Murphy is the athletic director and the head boys basketball coach. We'll be back with more right after these messages. Stay with us.
Mark Pardo Salon Spa. More beauty, more luxury, more value. In addition to hair and skin treatments, experience Mark Pardo's spa services, including facials, nails, hair removal, massage, and body treatments. Perfect when preparing for that special celebration or simply to treat yourself. Ask about Mark Pardo's Salon Spa services and schedule an appointment today at 298-2983 or markpardo.com. To a patient with High Desert Hospice, something as simple as a caring touch, a smile, a prayer, or even just physical presence can bring comfort beyond measure.
I was unsure about volunteering, but when I met my first patient, I knew I had made the right decision. The patients and families are so grateful. You can't help but feel good.
Discover just how easy and fulfilling volunteering with High Desert Hospice can be. Go to highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. And click on volunteer.
Listen, as Skip Heitzig applies Bible truth to our world in this hotspot.
I am intrigued by that verse because I think this verse could be said about many pulpits.
Many pulpits.
Even in our own country. The Word of God was rare. There was no widespread revelation.
This is the issue.
The issue.
Sad, but true.
Most contemporary preaching is marked by a lack of confidence in Scripture. Scripture isn't preached. It's not, thus says the Lord, here's the word of the Lord. I think that the modern church has become more fascinated with technology rather than theology.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com.
Connectwithskip.com. And I think we need to get back to good
theological
through the Bible, doctrinal preaching to strengthen believers, especially in this day and age.
Grow in your faith with Skip's reading plans. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Team Hope Christian in studio with me this afternoon. Terry Heisey, head of school, Jim Murphy, the athletic director, and Arlene Atencio-Lindsay. She's the school high school principal. So let's go right to talking about raising kids at Hope Christian School. Terry, we've given this one to you. You can actually have your child attend from kindergarten all the way through high school graduation.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I love about Hope is, and we have preschool 3-year-olds, and, you know, a family can send their preschooler to Hope and grow up with a group or a friend group all the way through 12th grade, which is really, really, unique. You know, my three kids went through Hope, and some of their best friends are the kids that they grew up with all the way along. And there's that support that they have, from the families too. I mean, you having, you know, 5 kids going through Hope and Jim having 4 kids to go through Hope, and I just think it's just a really neat, unique quality that Hope Christian School brings to the community and to families.
Yeah, yeah. Jim, and I'm going to add something in there. Obviously, I've mentioned on the air a couple of times that my children not only went to Hope, but they competed in athletics. So all 3 of my girls have a state championship in drill. I have 2 sons that have 4 state championships in basketball. And then my 2 of my daughters competed in volleyball at a very high level. In fact, they played in the state championship game, but they lost to our old nemesis, Sandia Prep. And that's the other thing I want to mention. You guys, there's schools that obviously don't necessarily have a faith position, but Hope really does a lot of things to encourage other schools, too. Like, I know the rivalries that you have with Sandia Prep and St. Michael's. Wow, what exciting games. And the gym, Terry, you mentioned the gym is huge at Hope. Well, it might be huge compared to the old gym, but it's not huge compared to what it could be now. And that place is packed out when you have games with St. Mike's and stuff. Jim, share about your experience in coaching and how exciting it is at the games and the student involvement and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you first off, you mentioned a little bit about we have a lot of kids represented here. You know, 5, 3, and 4. You know, is that my math? It's 12 kids. We paid a lot of tuition too, but yes. You know, I always tell parents for me as a dad and my wife that it was the best money invested ever because our kids really had a great experience at Hope. Hope is not a perfect place. I say this is like a church. It's not a perfect church. You know, don't go there and you'll mess it up. But, you know, for us, it was awesome because of the academics, because of the spiritual aspect, but, and then being able to participate in sports. And of course, as athletic director, I'm really directly involved. Our rivalries have changed, Jim. We are a 4A school. We are playing up in all sports except for our football that plays at their level. But we're in with Valley. We're in with Highland. We're in with Del Norte Academy, Bernalillo. So those are some new rivalries. We had some.
Highland and Del Norte used to be 5A schools, even 6A at
right.
one time. And so now they've dropped down. Joe Coleman still coaching over at Valley?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
he's
sir.
He's a great basketball coach. So the district's not a walk in the park.
No, and so it's very competitive, but, you know, kind of like our academics we talked about, I think, I don't know, it was Terry who said, talk about raising the bar academically. Well, I think we've raised the bar even in our athletic programs, and we have won a lot of state championships. I have been a part of one with your sons, and my sons played, and my daughter played also at basketball, but they all got to compete. And, you know, even the facilities are somewhat limited. I think we've had some great athletes that have come through Hope. We've had some kids go on to play, Division I soccer. I remember one of our girls was at Maryland, University of Maryland, Division I. She had a great career. We've had 3 or 4 kids that have walked on for the Lobos, you know. And, you know, the only thing I have a problem with you, Jim, is, you know, I have all these tall parents and their kids weren't as tall as them. You know, both Jimmy and Zach never grew as tall as their dad. And I've had a lot of Lobo parents there, and they're never as tall as their dad. So
as you're saying that, I'm thinking about Lance Milford, and his son's not quite as tall as he is.
Lance Milford, TJ Drake, yeah. Even Niles Dockery, you know what I mean? We have a drill teamer that her dad's a Lobo. I'm trying to think of what's his name. You know what I'm talking about? Scott.
George Scott.
Oh, George Scott.
Yeah, George Scott. You know, we got all these tall Lobo dads that are there with their kids, and you know, they're not as tall, or they're doing drill team. You know, as a basketball coach, we want them on the basketball court. But it's been a great experience. Athletics is a big part of hope. It's not all of hope, but we have kids that participate. We have 19, 20, I think, varsity sports. We just had a girl in swimming, state swimming, as a freshman. Just won at the, at every level, 5A, big schools, El Dorado, La Cueva. She won the 200 medley, 200 relay and the 500 freestyle this past weekend. You know, a freshman. She's outstanding. So, you know, we just have some really good kids that have come through, and I think we've had some good coaches down through the years.
Right. And you've had a lot of kids that I'll just call them the average athletes. But they've been part of state championships game. They haven't been superstars. They've just been part of the team, and there's been some great teams. Arlene, I want to switch to you now because there's a lot of parents out there that are thinking, okay, I have my child in public school. There's going to be some money involved, and maybe we'll talk about that near the end of the program, tuitions and those kind of things. But why would they want to make a decision to possibly not have the science and the maths and all the things that they might want to be involved in? I already know the answer because I've told you my kids have had great academic success at the college level. They've all graduated with honors from Hope. But I want you to tell me, how are you as the principal? What are you doing in these areas to stay on the cutting edge of these subjects?
Well, as principal, we're very involved in our classrooms, what's going on in our classrooms, visiting. One of the things that we've pushed tremendously in the last couple of years is student engagement and use of technology. Mm. And I think our kids are prepared for college. Mm-hmm. They come back. A couple months ago, I had five graduated seniors from last year come, and I said, "How's we're so prepared, Mrs. Lindsay. We were prepared. It was hard." And I think when kids get into the classes, you know, sometimes you think of Christian education as maybe not as rigorous. Mm. That is not the case with Hope Christian High School. We are rigorous. Our students are very well prepared. One of the neat things that we have is dual credit opportunities. So many of our graduates leave with many high school or college credits and graduate maybe even a year early.
Wow.
They're just getting that top-notch education. Our teachers are, you know, Jim's bragging about athletics. I've got to brag about our teachers. You know, our teachers are prepared, are knowledgeable, and they push the kids to be the best that they can be.
So I'll just mention one of your teachers, Lisa Spangler. So I've known Lisa for a really long time. I knew her before her and Matt were married. They were in the singles ministry at Calvary of Albuquerque. And Lisa was really always interested in Spanish-speaking countries. Mm-hmm. And she essentially learned how to speak Spanish because she loves Spanish. And now she is an amazing Spanish teacher. My two boys, all of my children went to through Spanish classes and everything and did well. But my two boys, my oldest boy, is as close to fluent as you can get without really practicing Spanish. My son Zach had Spanish like crazy. They both work in San Diego, large Hispanic, Spanish-speaking populations. So that was an amazing thing. I really wish that was incorporated all the way from elementary school, but I know that's kind of hard to do. People that are bilingual are just amazing to me. And I hear the naysayers, oh, well, English is what's spoken in the United States. Well, let me tell you, we probably have five or six languages now spoken in the United States, and Americans seem to only be the only people in the world that don't know how to speak multiple languages. Mm-hmm. And I wonder about that all the time. So my compliments, thanks to Lisa, and that's just one area I know that you're really working on. Jim, I want to switch to another topic. You used to be involved with the spiritual guidance of the school as well. And I know Perry Floyd now handles that for the school. And I want to ask you about how students can explore their faith. Do they really have an opportunity to ask hard questions and they're not in some way forced into the pigeonhole of believing what the school believes? Do they really get to examine their own faith and work that out as they move through the school?
I think it's a progression, without a doubt. I think they're taught the fundamentals all the way through. They got Bible class every single day. Starting probably in kindergarten all the way through high school. We have chapel every Monday. for the high school and the mid school, and then elementary's on Tuesday. And then, of course, we take them on high school retreats. And I think a lot of kids are changed at high school retreats. But as they get into juniors and seniors, we're trying to prepare them for college and what they're going to face, maybe at a secular university, maybe at a Christian college. But, you know, they have apologetics. They have worldviews. And we, you know, like you said, Perry Floyd is now our current chaplain. I did a little chaplain for a while. But you know, in those classes, they can question their faith. They hopefully there's not a question that God's afraid of.
Right.
And I think they can approach those Bible teachers, and they're in an atmosphere where, you know, I think questions are going to, you know, be asked, and those hard questions. But we want them to ask those questions. I think God wants them to ask those questions. And then when they go on to college, their faith will be tested. And as it's tested, hopefully they'll come to realize that there is one truth, and that is who Jesus Christ is and who he claims to be. And I think education's that kind of that process, but I think, we've had some good teachers down through the years in Bible, but the kids get it in chapel. We bring in youth pastors, from other churches here locally. We've had a number of Calvary, pastors that come in. We have spiritual office this week, and, I think the kids hear the word, and I think they have the freedom to ask those tough questions.
Well, I like that, because in the Albuquerque Public Schools, for example, or any secular government school, public school, you're not going to have an opportunity to explore your faith because you're not allowed to. And that's one of the things that I've always appreciated about Hope, because I think my kids did have hard questions and they weren't manipulated. The questions were just answered and they got to make their own decisions and their own profession as a faith. And it was a neat thing to see them grow and to learn and to actually ask the hard questions. So we've got Arlene Atencio Lindsay, the high school principal at Hope, in studio, Terry Heisey, the head of school, and Jim Murphy, the athletic director and head boys basketball coach. We're going to be talking more about Hope here in our second half. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, did you know that some 48 million Americans suffer from some type of hearing loss? At Sound Choice Hearing, we have over 25 years of experience in hearing aid fitting. At Sound Choice, we offer free hearing evaluations, and we allow you to try the latest hearing technology absolutely free with no obligation. With the technology we offer today, we can treat any type of hearing loss, and we can help you hear better even on your cell phone. So call Sound Choice Hearing for a free hearing test and consultation at 341-1300. That's 341-1300.
Duke City Ready Mix, your local premier concrete and gravel producer, recently received national recognition by winning the Excellence in Concrete Quality Award from the National Ready Mix Association. We are dedicated to earning your trust by our consistent quality, service, and by being a good neighbor, serving the entire valley. Visit us at QualityMattersHere.com or call 877-5777. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community.
Love ABQ, in partnership with the Luis Palau Association, presents Renew, a powerful night of prayer, renewal, and worship. This coming year, churches will gather to launch a campaign that will shake this region with the gospel of Jesus as we reach out to those in need of hope. But it starts right now with the Renew Gathering on February 27th. This is a special night for the church to worship together as one body and prepare our hearts for a powerful season of outreach. Join us for Renew with Josh White.
Everything we do should say, God so loved the world.
And Jesus Culture with Chris Kilala.
I'm living in a fire, inside me.
Join thousands of believers from throughout Albuquerque on Thursday, February 27th at 7 p.m. at Sagebrush Church. Reserve your free ticket today at loveabq.com/renew. loveabq.com/renew.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Want to remind everybody that if you are interested in attending the Pastors and Leadership Conference brought to us by the Luis Palau Association, it's called Love ABQ, tomorrow morning at 8:30, they're going to have a Pastors and Leadership Conference. Kevin Palau will be speaking. That'll be at North Church, which is near the intersection of San Mateo and Montgomery. And then at 7 o'clock, and you just heard the advertisement for it, Chris Quilala and Jesus Culture is going to be out at Sagebrush Church. They're going to be running an amazing Renew gathering. It's going to be a time of worship, a lot of special things. The whole event is free, but you do have to go to loveabq.com and register for the event. So I want to let everybody know about that. The Pastors and Leadership Conference is also going to include lunch. So I know people that are under 20 years old, whenever there's free food, that's where they'll go. And you'll get some good teaching there. Well, we have in studio with us this afternoon Team Hope Christian, Terry Heisey, Jim Murphy, and Arlene Atencio. Terry, you are the head of school. You've gone all the way from being a student to a teacher to coaching, and you know the thing like the back of your hand. I want to ask you about what's the new growth, what's going on right now.
Yeah, so we've got some exciting things happening at Hope. I think we're in our 44th year at Hope, and seen some tremendous changes over the years for sure. We have an exciting new building going up right now. I think that's probably the biggest thing. We have a new elementary building that is being built right now as we speak, and it is a two-story, 66,000 square foot building with 35 classrooms. And there's a lot of people very excited about that just because, you know, the elementary school has been in portables all these years. And I know that the parents and the families and the teachers will be just so blessed by this building. So we're anticipating being done with that by Christmas of next year. Mm-hmm. And Lord willing, we'll be able to move in there after the first of the year.
Now, what happens to the current elementary school site? So you kind of have a cafeteria, gymnasium, and then the portables. What happens to that when the school?
Yeah, so the portables, most of those will probably be auctioned off, and those will be removed. We have in the master plan a place for another multi-purpose building, a pretty big one that we can use for practice space for drill and cheer and you know, all the other sports. And then we also have another additional grass field that's in the plans as well. We have a football field house that's going to be used, and then the practice field will be next to that. So in the master plan, it's we got some exciting things on the horizon.
Well, we've talked a little bit about academics, we've talked a little bit about athletics, but I got to tell you about something that this might surprise you, but one of my most enjoyable things at Hope was to go to the art show that is in the spring. Because Hope Christian has got some artists every year. I mean, I was around the school for 16 years. And every year, I'm talking professional quality, unbelievable things. And I have to mention two sisters just because they're on my mind, Stephanie and Kessie Walsh. Those two artists were just, and they graduated all, you know, 10 years ago or something. They're all, you know, having great lives as moms and wives, but the art, the artistic ability of these kids and that show and the quality of it. And then let's go to normal, not really super gifted artists like my kids. They did amazing things like pointillisms and other kinds of art that was just beautiful. And I still have all those things. So what a great show that is, and a neat outlet for the kids.
You know, just to tack onto that, in fact, in my office, I have a couple pieces of artwork from when I was a principal. And that art show is really it's probably Albuquerque's best kept secrets because we have it in the gym. And you are right. The artwork that some of these students produce is really, really incredible.
Yeah.
So it's actually coming up here in the spring. And so it's open to the public, and anybody's welcome to come by. I don't have the date right in front of me, but it's a fantastic event.
Yeah, Arlene, I want to ask you now, you talked to us a little bit about academics. How about your music program?
Well, we've got a lot to offer as far as music goes. As I'm a former student at Hope, and when I was there, we had choir, and that was it. Now we have a concert band. We have guitar that has really picked up a lot. We've had a lot of interest in guitar, and it's a really booming new class. We have praise and worship, which I really, I really like that, because it's not just singing, like I participated in. It's teaching kids how to lead a worship service and, you know, how to prepare for it spiritually, how to know your audience and think of how are you going to reach them? How does it go with the theme of the sermon or the speaker? So that's been really powerful. Our praise and worship team the last couple of years have been phenomenal, and they lead in our chapels often. And it's just a blessing to see them serving and wondering where they're going to be as adults, because we have former students come who are praise and worship leaders in churches. And I can just imagine and see some of our current students doing the same thing.
Yeah, and you have students speak at chapel?
Yes.
Pretty frequently. Yeah. In fact, I have one of your former students on my show tomorrow. He's a very well-known pastor now here in America. Mr. Levi Lusco will be joining us tomorrow. And Jesse Lusco, who went to Hope for a little bit, is a pastor of Calvary Chapel Westside here in Albuquerque. I had him on the program last week. So, yeah, you really are putting people out into the world that they're sharing the love of Christ.
I was just going to say, I think you hit on our mission statement there, you know, to pray for, equip, and send Christ-centered, passionate leaders to change the world. And just you mentioning Levi and Jesse, and I think maybe Jim was maybe going to mention this, but, you know, Tamara Salmon was actually in our first praise and worship class when I was a principal back then, and Ryan Wiley, who was here at Calvary as well, was a worship leader,
and he's moved on to lead worship at another church.
That's what it's all about, Christian education, you know, and preparing these leaders to go out into the world and make a difference as leaders. So really excited about that.
I'd like to piggyback on that. We're not just sending them out into New Mexico or into the United States. If you go to our website, you know, we have a graphic that shows where some of our graduates are serving and are ministering. And we've got Mexico, Ecuador, Chile, Australia, New Zealand. They're all over the world. And that's really what we want. We are planting the seed, and those seeds grow and just go out into the world. And that's what Christ calls us to do.
And the website is hopechristianschool.org.
Jim,
and go ahead.
I think it's actually hcsnm.org.
Oh, it is. Okay. Now I pulled that off the web.
Maybe both will work. But
tell us the initial or the acronym again.
hcsnm.org.
.org. And I think both of those, because I pulled that right off the website.
Okay.
I looked at it. And so I don't want to mislead people, but a lot of information about the school. And we're going to talk a little bit more about, let's say you have a young student right now that you maybe want to take them out of public education and you're considering doing this. We're going to come back and talk about how they might get a chance to visit the campus and take a look at it. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-348.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
You know, when we're in a dark season of personal pain, it is easy to begin questioning God's goodness. Man, I know that. That may be a natural response to our discomfort, but it certainly isn't the right one. Instead, in Psalm 107, we read that those who are hurting should purposefully quote, here it is, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. God's goodness, the psalmist reminds us, can be seen in the ways he's delivered us from previous bouts with trouble and pain. And of course, the greatest example of his goodness is our eternal redemption from sin in Christ. You may be in a dark season, but remember, God is good. Whether your suffering is the result of some unfortunate circumstance or some poor decision of yours, know that God is gracious and he can deliver.
Right thinking leads to right living. Want more? Power up with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point, a half hour of hard-hitting Bible teaching here on your station. Or check it out online at focalpointradio.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Darlene Atencio Lindsay is the high school principal at Hope Christian School. She's joined this afternoon with us by Terry Heisey, the head of schools. I'm not going to call you head of school. You got three schools, buddy.
Okay, you can call it whatever you want.
And Jim Murphy is the athletic director and the head boys basketball coach. We were just talking a little bit off air, and Arlene, I got to come back to you and ask you, when you start looking at all the schools together, do you how do you anticipate people coming up from middle school into the high school and all the planning? Do you kind of have a feel for all the kids in the lower grades?
We are actually working on that. A couple of years ago, we started by, we have something that's called our senior walk, our graduation walk, where we close off Palomas and the kids go in their caps and gowns. And we thought, why aren't we doing this with the kindergartners? And so we paired up seniors with kindergartners, and they do the walk together. It's probably my favorite thing that we do all year. But we have our seniors go and meet with our kindergartners and get to know them, because we want them to see the high school from that little age to say, I want to be there. I want to end up there.
Uh-huh.
We're also having a little bit more involvement with the middle school this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really trying to connect at kindergarten, fifth, eighth grade, so that there's continuity, because I think sometimes it might be a little fearful, as with any kid, when they're going from one school to the next, even though we're pretty close in vicinity.
Sure.
Together. It's a little scary to leave one building and go to the next. And we just want to show them, hey, it's going to be the same family atmosphere. You know, things change as far as academics and rigor and pace and expectations, but that's our goal, is to get them from kindergarten to graduation.
So my youngest daughter, Emily, graduated 2 years ago, and I took a video of her walking in her cap and gown as a senior with a kindergartner.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the kindergartner, what's your favorite thing about Hope? And Emily has really long blonde hair. And this little boy looked at the camera and said, I like blondes. So it was a classic answer. I've got that video. Maybe we ought to post that on the Hope Christian School's website. No, I know we're not. Well, I wanted to bring all this up because right now there's people considering coming to the school. And it's going to be different than what you get on a high school campus or a middle school campus in the public schools. Now, I have to share part of my experience. So I had really flaming red hair. Now it's gray. But I had flaming red hair, and I was taller when I was in second grade than all of the sixth graders. So I got picked on in unimaginable ways. I mean, it was a difficult thing. So when we were making decisions about my youngest son coming to Hope, I was really worried about him getting bullied because he was taller than everybody and he was really skinny and, you know, he had just a heart of gold, not a malicious bone in his whole body. And I just have to say, man, there was no bullying. There was just great friendships and all of that kind of thing. So I want to ask you, and let me go to Terry. Terry, if a parent is considering having their child go to Hope, can they just come try it out and take a look at it?
Yeah, so if somebody is interested in considering Hope, all you have to do is call 822-8868, ask for our admissions department, and we offer shadowing at any level. So your son or daughter would be paired up with a student that maybe has similar likes and interests that your son or daughter has, and they go through the whole schedule with them throughout the day. They lunch, they go to all their classes, and that's a really good way just to kind of get an initial idea and a feel for the culture of the school. And we do that quite often. We give tours daily, and it's a customized tour, and you can set up a special time if you'd like to. So that's probably the best way.
Now, when they're interested in other kinds of activities, you know, in addition to academics, and you have to take care of the academics. And I have to say, again, my kids were all very well prepared. I will say that it was some work for the parents. There's some homework. There's some things that they do. And again, I have to compliment the mother of my children because they learned from her and from the rigorous academics at Hope. When they got an assignment, they got it done. Their dad, on the other hand, when I got an assignment in public school, and it was, if I got an assignment Monday and it was due Friday, I stayed up all night on Thursday and was exhausted on Friday, usually got the paper in, but it was just no way to live. And that was really, you developed great habits in my children. And I think more than anything, the work ethic that they learn and just time management. And so in addition to actually learning and then learning how to complete the time management, great tools for going to college. So let's ask Jim now. You got people that are interested in athletics. They're looking at the school. How do you balance that? Do people actually just try to go to a school because they have a good athletic program?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things that attract people to someone like Hope Christian School. You know, some of it is for academics. Some of it is because of, you know, people they know. Some of it is hopefully for the Christian spiritual thing that they're going to get. But they come in with some interest sometimes. Just yesterday, we had a couple of prospective students come, and right away they put down, I'm interested in tennis. And so I get their email, and I'll shoot the email tennis coach and say, hey, this guy's going to be a new freshman next year, and his love is tennis. And so right away we kind of hook him up with the coach and kind of get their schedule and get them plugged in. And so, you know, like I said, a lot to offer. You know, they may say, hey, I'm interested in drama. I'm interested in music. I'm interested in tennis, swing. You know, I'm the boys' basketball coach. It's basketball, you know, if they're tall, I'm excited. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, they usually tell us, usually in their application and in interview, and our principals or whoever's doing the interviews does a good job of letting me know as athletic director, hey, this is what they have an interest in. And then I kind of steer them in the right direction with the proper coach.
Go ahead, Terry.
I was just going to add on to this. You know, something that's becoming more prevalent today is safety. Mm. And, we've found this just through surveys and whatnot that, school safety is just very, very important. And, we, and I say our board and our staff have really taken that, seriously. And, we actually have, armed security on each campus. And that's something that's very different and unique, I think, to Hope Christian School. We offer, active shooter training and, for all of our students every year at the beginning of the year. We involve APD and our security officers and our teachers as well. So unfortunately we have to talk about those things in today's world. But that's actually in the top three of lists of the importance of why, parents are sending their students to school and to a private school and possibly, you know, private Christian school. And so that coupled with a Christian education, just the basis of the Bible and the truth that it speaks, all those things combined, I feel, of course, I'm biased, and I think we probably all are, that, you know, we're a one-stop shop that can really offer a lot of different things. We play big schools in athletics. We offer great academics. 100% of our kids graduate. You know, 97% of them go on to college. And so I just wanted to bring that out.
That's a wonderful topic. Yeah, absolutely. Because we have to worry about – You know, you have, everybody thinks, you know, we've just had this red flag law passed by the New Mexico legislature, right, which is supposed to take guns out of the hands of people that are identified as possibly being dangerous. Well, I don't know how that's going to work. 29 of our sheriff's departments throughout the state have said there's no way to enforce it. And that's the funny thing to me is you hear about these laws on the books, but there's really no plan to implement them. So I don't know why they're ever considered without the whole plan. It'd be like you, Arlene, saying, okay, we're going to have a new curriculum on nuclear energy. I have no idea what we're going to teach, but we're going to put it as part of our curriculum. You know, that kind of thing just doesn't work. Well, I want to come back in our last couple segments, and I want to talk about your team, your teachers. And I know we can't name all of them. We won't have time, but I'd like you to highlight, if you would, who your teachers, some of the topics and subjects and special people that you have on your campus. So we'll be right back with Hope Christian School in studio. Stay with us.
Nearly every day, we're confronted with stories and images of acts of violence to terrible suffering in other countries. And it's children who are caught in the crossfire. With a heavy heart, Linya Heitzig turned to the Lord and asked, could someone like me do something?
Our targeted focus is children impacted by terror. And so we're really trying to help kids who are in the crossfire, kids that are at one of the highest risks of, you know, endangerment through death or torture.
That was the beginning of Reload Love, reaching children in the name of Jesus for those victimized by violence. And we want to share her inspiring story with you by sending you the book, Reload Love, transforming bullets to beauty and battlegrounds to playgrounds. We'll send you this inspiring Reload Love resource, plus the documentary DVD, when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to help keep these Bible-based teachings on the air. Call now to give and receive your copy of the Reload Love book and DVD. 800-922-1888. or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Every Tuesday night is Faith Night at Roller King. Bring the whole family for the fun times you remember having years ago. Enjoy family-friendly music, contests, a snack bar, and time for the whole family. Stop binging the latest show and forget the video game screens to get out of the house for healthy activities during Faith Night at Roller King, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8:30. For information, call 299-4494. That's 299-4494. Or log on to rollerkingnm.com.
Either way, you're going to pay. This is Roger Patterson with the Minute of Vision for Life. One of the most challenging lessons for young athletes to grasp is the need to pay the price to improve in the offseason. The players that embrace a challenging offseason see significant improvement because they pay the price a little bit each and every day so that they could get better. This is the pain of discipline. Other players who assume that all is well and unchanged often stroll into the offseason lacking discipline, focus, and effort. As a result, when camp rolls around, they're unprepared for what lies ahead, and they experience disappointment. There's pain associated with making right choices and with wrong ones. Proverbs 2, 21 and 22 says, "For only the godly will live in the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be removed from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted." Choose your pain, discipline or disappointment. Remember, you can pay now or pay later, but either way, you're going to pay.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision at visionforlife.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ah, the stuff we talk about off air. Thanks for joining us here on ABQ Connect. I have Terry Heise. He is the head of school for Hope Christian School. Jim Murphy, the athletic director and head boys basketball coach. And Arlene Atencio Lindsay, she's the school principal at Hope Christian High School. Hope has three schools. They have an elementary school that includes pre-K. And all the way up through middle school and then high school, my children, all five, were lifers. And what a special experience that was. Again, thanks to you guys. It was a really neat thing. Now, one of the things that we talked about off air, and Terry was joking around, because I was one of those parents that they wanted to choke because I'd yell at basketball games and yell at officials and I'm sorry, guys, that I did that kind of stuff. It took some severe humbling to stop doing that. I've been coaching some youth teams and things here for 4 or 5 years and haven't gotten one technical.
Really?
So your one? Ministry? No, I haven't gotten one.
Oh, I thought you said
no,
you got
zero.
One technical.
I've had zero.
That's a miracle.
Now, I have actually, I have to say this, too. So my old high school teammate and University of New Mexico Lobo teammate, Rick Dockstader, is helping you a little bit over at Hope in basketball. And Rick is one of those guys, this is his excitement. Come on, guys, let's go. And I actually saw Rick get a technical foul. And I was present when Jim Murphy got a technical foul. So I'm not the only one. Hey, and these people are, you have to know this. Jim Murphy, he is a guy that actually feels bad about even raising his voice. So, Terry, you're not so much, though. I think you can get after him.
Well, I got a few. I got it. One or two technicals in my career.
In your day?
Yeah.
Well, Arlene, I want to talk to you now about your team. You've got a great team of teachers, and I know we can't go through them by name, but talk to me about your team and what you're developing. You have some openings for teachers right now. Tell us about that.
This year, we have decided to call ourselves Team HCHS, and we have team shirts that our teachers wear. And part of the reason we do that is to show our students and our families that we're united in their development. We're united in their progress. We're united in their education. And I can't tell you how blessed I am to work with the teachers that we work with. Our teachers are highly skilled in their areas. We have outstanding teachers in some pretty hard to fill areas, physics and anatomy and physiology and chemistry, honors chemistry. Those are hard teachers to find, especially when you're a small private high school. And God has blessed us with just some talent beyond belief in those areas. yesterday we had a staff meeting, and we just talked as a staff of how do we better serve our students. And you know, nobody was in that meeting saying, well, you know, we're all doing the best we can, and that's all we can do. We can't give anymore. Everyone was in there and talking about how they can do things differently. How can they approach things differently? And that's one thing I love about our staff is they are always willing to look outside of the box, to incorporate different things into the classrooms. High school generally has, you know, teachers in front of the classroom lecturing. And one of the things that I have seen blossom in my time there is they are, not being the sage on the stage. They're now being the guide on the side. Mm. They are starting the class, but then giving it to the kids, because that's what colleges are doing. That's what the workforce is doing. You know, there's not somebody just there telling you what to do. We want that higher level thinking, and that they're not really used to. You know, we have the Google generation where you can just look up anything and get the answer. And we're really working with our kids. You know, calculators, they don't use those every day. They want them to think, how do I get this answer? How to understand what they're learning, not just memorize things, but really get a solid understanding of things.
This is going to be a way off script question, and any of you can answer this, but I know, Jim, you've listened to the show a little bit, and I've been talking a lot about New Mexico politics and politics at a national level. How do you get young people involved? I was at an event this morning. Pastor Steve Smotherman at Legacy Church had Senator Ted Cruz's dad, Rafael Cruz, he's a pastor, in to speak about Christians being involved in politics. How do you address politics with kids? Do you get them to understand that their vote actually matters? Is that something that's discussed?
I think they definitely talk about that at the high school level, through their civics class and through other classes. We don't really push politics and right. a certain party, but we talk about what is our Christian responsibility. And that is to represent our country. And we do that through voting, through leadership mm-hmm. positions. So while we don't push certain agendas on them,
right.
We do talk about the responsibility.
Right. But you're talking about the Word of God. So obviously that's going to influence
sure.
any kind of political perspective
sure.
from either perspective of either party. But, for example, in the event this morning, they were talking about late-term abortions. And late-term abortions, we become the capital of the United States for late-term abortions in our city, where a woman may decide that she doesn't want to abort the baby. You get to month 8, that baby could be born viable at any time. There's no problem with it. And she decides she wants to kill it, and she can do that here in the state of New Mexico. So these are moral issues. Pastor Cruz called that murder just very directly and very blatantly. And these are tough questions that I know at Hope you let them discuss those kind of questions.
You know, I think one of the biggest things that we all need to understand is that we really live in an age of moral relativism and truth relativism. And we at Hope, as a Christian school, have to understand that the Bible is truth, right? And if the Bible is truth, that's our foundation and that's our cornerstone of what we believe. Instead of, abiding by what the culture says or what our circumstances are, I think it's just important for us to remember and to know that we're inserting that truth into these kids. And the truth has to come from the Bible, and that's a political statement in and of itself, right? So if we go to the truth and the Bible says this is wrong or this is right, then we have our answer. I don't think that it's a really difficult thing, mm-hmm. but if we're not careful, our kids will be educated by Google, Netflix, Instagram, and everything else that's out there instead of the Word of God. And that's where we're planting our flag in the ground and saying, that's what we want to do at Hope. That's what we want to raise our kids like.
Terry, you bring up an interesting point that's kind of minor compared to what you just said, but I don't see a lot of cell phones in students' hands walking around Hope during the school day.
Well, just don't go to the bathrooms, probably. But anyway, well, you know, we they're not allowed to be on during school hours. Mm. We kind of went through that whole gamut. You know, you can have it out at lunch or you can have it out during passing periods. But I kind of call it the desocialization of American culture, really. If we let them have them all the time, you know, then they don't talk to their friends and they don't have that or those relationships. But so that's an interesting point. But we do have that rule at Hope.
Well, and I bring that up because I think it's an amazingly positive thing. In fact, when my kids are at my home, and they're all adults now, when they're at my home, I don't want them with earphones on and their phones, you know, they're here at the house with me to have dinner or whatever, and we're going to have a conversation. I've actually seen all five of my children sitting next to each other on a couch, this is in past years, with cell phones in their hand, and they're texting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting next to each other. This is just, I mean, whatever we have to do to get our kids away from the addiction of those kinds of things. And I don't know if these are discussed in, you know, sociology classes and all those kind of things, Arlene. But tell me, Arlene, what is the cutting edge now in terms of curriculum and things that are now being considered by educators across the country that you're implementing?
Well, I think we at the high school are looking at what kind of skills do they need when they leave us. And so that is why we are working more with teams. And it's, you know, it's hard because kids are so used to just being isolated on their phones. We have a lot more group work that is expected. We have a lot more presentations because those are skills that kids need. They don't talk to each other. They don't, you know, kids say they're dating and they haven't spent any time together at all. You know, they just text back and forth. And so we're really looking at what are the skills they need going forward. So the curriculum hasn't really changed. It's more the approach that we're taking with the curriculum.
Nice.
Using that technology, I ask my teachers to use technology on a weekly basis. My goal is we add technology every year to our classrooms. My goal is that teachers are using it every day, and not for a full class period, but for a 10-minute segment, 5-minute segment here. But we also want to see the students using that technology because that's what they're going
to
need.
I want to remind everybody that hopechristianschool.org is the website, and Terry has the acronym. What is that?
HCSNM.org.
Hope Christian School NM. So HCSNM.org.
Correct. Let's just go with yours. It makes more sense. Yeah.
Well, it's easier for me to remember. I have a couple guys from Sandia on, and they always use these acronyms, and I can never remember them. So HopeChristianSchool.org. You guys are set up as a school. You take actually donations to support your ministry. Terry, in the last couple minutes that we have, what kind of teachers are you trying to attract? Because you need some more teachers all the time as you're growing. Who are you looking for?
Yeah, we have a vast array of different kind of teachers. We get teachers that have come from Albuquerque Public Schools or the public schools. We have teachers that come right out of college.
You got Arlene from Indiana.
Yeah, we took Arlene from Indiana. I know Jim's from New York, Binghamton, New York. And so we, you know, every year, I mean, we have about 70 teachers overall on staff. And so there's a little bit of people that, you know, move or have to make the personal decision. So if you go on to our website, that's where we post our job openings, and you'll be able to see what openings are available.
Sounds good. Jim Murphy, what are we expecting in March Madness in Albuquerque? State tournament starts here in a week.
Hey, it's right around the corner. District Championship State Tournament starts next week. It should be a fun atmosphere, and we look forward to it. And, you know, like you said, Jim, you know, Hope Christian School, we have what a responsibility we have. We have a baton of faith that we need to pass on to that next generation, and hopefully we won't drop it. We need to pass it on, and you're old, Jim. We're getting old, so hopefully we're raising up the next godly young people to lead our country.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.